1 week from today, it's Christmas. The bells will be ringing, a lot of smiles, a lot of festivities, sitting down with the Christmas and holiday dinners. But to some, it's not as festive. There's grief, sets into some depression, and everyone's going to have grief at one point or another. And the holiday seasons, unfortunately, can bring that upon us more than any other time of year. Joining me live in studio, great friend of mine, Tony Agnese. He's a Hall of Fame broadcaster and best-selling author, A Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life, recently his most recent book, A Storyteller's Guide to Joyful Service. And Tony has done a lot of talks pertaining to grief, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show today. And, you know, it's something where I don't know where you want to start with this, but
I think you said something that we all will face it. You know, each and every one of us, one of the stories in my second book is called The Empty Chair. And at some point in our lives, we're going to face an empty chair at the holidays. We're going to lose a loved one. We're going to lose a spouse. We're going to lose a child, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa. Somebody is going to not be there. And for Christmas is just such a joyous time for people, but yet it can be the saddest time for other people, people that are going through the grieving process. And that not only includes people that have lost a loved one, Ray, but there are a lot of companies that lay off at the end of the year, and people have lost their jobs, and so their unemployment search begins, and all of the money they're spending at Christmas, they begin to worry if they're going to be able to financially make it. Others suffer from social isolation at the holidays. You know, the military that might be away from family and friends. Oftentimes, elderly people in nursing homes and those who've started a new career in another city oftentimes are by themselves at the holidays. And so that can be stressful and can cause some problems. But it's important that people know that grief is not a lack of faith. Grief is the price we pay for love. And the more we love someone, the more we grieve. You know, there's that old saying, time heals all wounds. But that's a false statement. Time doesn't heal all wounds. Time just changes things. And so when those occurrences, when that grief is fresh, it can be devastating to a lot of people. And most especially at the holidays, because there are so many triggers at the holidays that remind us of that loved one. You know, grandpa's favorite bulb on the Christmas tree, grandma's favorite meal on the table. Oh, those cookies, those are the ones that, you know, Uncle Fred just loved, those cookies and so forth. And so we have to understand that Christmas is not the happiest time for a lot of people. It is a sad time. And the question that comes up is, okay, then, you know, what can we do? How do we get through it if we're going through that grieving process? And then the second thing is, what can we do to help that person?
Exactly. That's where I wanted to go.
So that's, you know, that's really what we need to think about. Let me give you some ideas of some of the things we can do. One of the things I think that we can do is to let holiday traditions evolve, Ray. If you've always hosted Christmas at your house and you lose a spouse, the worst thing that could do is not celebrate Christmas anymore. We don't put up a tree anymore. We don't do any of the holiday things anymore. What you're doing is you're further increasing your grief as years go by. What you need to do is let it evolve. Let an adult son or daughter take the Christmas party. Let a sister or brother host it this year, where you don't have all of that responsibility, where you can just, you know, show up and think less and less about those things that used to be and look forward to the future in a new tradition. You know, as we grow older, and you and I both have moved away from our hometowns, we start our own Christmas traditions. Oftentimes, you know, going to grandma's house doesn't happen anymore. And especially when you're older as I am, a lot of the people that those traditions were built around are gone now. So we must build new traditions. Another thing we should do is manage loneliness during the holidays. Yeah. There are an awful lot of people, especially those people that are isolated and so forth. You got to stay active. You got to get out of the house. And oftentimes people will invite a person that's lost a loved one out. Come on, let's go out. Let's go to dinner. Let's go to a concert. My daughters are singing. And they say, no, say yes, go. Get out. Get some things going on. or volunteer. You know, there are a lot of people, if you go to a homeless shelter or you go to somewhere serving up Christmas dinner, whatever, you'll see a lot of people who have lost family members who have taken that time now that they might be alone and have put it to service by helping others with the meal. It's important to note that it's okay to grieve.
That was my first question.
It's important to know that it's okay to grieve. And one of the things we can do are a few things. Light a candle for the person that has passed away. Hang their favorite Christmas ornament on the tree. Invite your family to talk about that person. And so you're sitting around at dinner with the empty chair. Talk about him. Let's talk about Grandpa, and let's tell stories about funny things he did and remember him at that meal. It's good to keep the deceased spirit alive by telling stories or maybe showing some pictures, you know, digging out that box of old photos that might help you. You know, there's a story in the Bible about Lazarus's death, and Jesus comes there, and Martha and Mary go out and say, "Lord, if you had been here, our brother would be alive." And the next sentence in the Bible is the shortest sentence in the Bible, and it says, "Jesus wept." So if it was okay for Jesus to cry over the loss of his buddy Lazarus, who, by the way, he rose from the dead, it's okay for us to grieve as well. And that grieving process, you know, I remember a woman in Florida, Ray, that I had talked to. She had lost a son to a heroin addiction. And she says, "I'll never get over this." And a lot of people would say, "Oh, no, you know, time will heal." No, you won't ever get over this. But what will happen is that grief will mellow, that the edges will soften, that you'll begin to look forward instead of backward. You'll begin to celebrate the future or the grandkids or the great-grandkids or whatever that might be that will push your mind to the future. And so, yes, you still have those feelings. There are still triggers that will go off during the course of the year, and the holidays are one of the biggest, where you'll feel a sense of loss that person isn't with you. But you'll be thinking more forward. And then you got to take care of your health.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, when they grieve, Ray, they let their self-health go.
Depression
sets in. They don't eat right. They lay in bed. They don't get up and get a shower and get dressed and get going. They don't take a walk, eat regular meals and so forth. So you got to do that. And then the other thing, I think one of the other things that's important is just to stay close to your spiritual side. You know, stay close, and we would say stay close to God. Stay close in the sense. There's a Psalm 34:19 says, "The Lord is close to those who are brokenhearted and saves those whose spirit is crushed." And that is really describing someone who is going through this grieving process. And to get through it, it takes a little time. And so, you know, the question might be then, what can we do? You know, just the average, what can we do to help that person get through the grieving process? And the first thing is to be kind to them and understand that they're going through the grieving process. And don't say things like, "You'll get over it." No, yeah. You won't.
Be patient.
Be patient, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Be patient with them. We can think of someone that we know closely that's going to be alone at Christmas, and we can invite them over for dinner or invite them out to to see the grandkids sing, or we can just get them involved, get them moving and looking at things that might be of interest to them. Invite them to come along with you to a concert or the luncheon, or involve them in the gift exchange or whatever, just to get them out of the house. And it's going to be difficult, Ray, because oftentimes when that depression sets in, they don't want to leave the house. They don't want to do anything. You've got to really, ask them to
show
get
up unexpected.
Show up and show them that somebody cares and that you really want to share some time with them, and get them doing something that makes them look forward instead of backward.
You kind of answered a couple of things. Maybe you can expand a little bit with grief. That I think what you're saying in this is grief is okay,
absolutely,
and it's okay to cry, because I think when
absolutely.
We keep all that stuff inside, it really builds and builds, and then you don't know what road that's going to go down.
Grief's the price we pay for love. And, you know, if we love someone dearly and we are close to that person, the closer we are to them, the greater we grieve, Ray. And the way humans grieve is to cry, is to weep. Jesus wept. Remember that shortest line in the Bible. We need to be okay with that. And there's nothing wrong with that grieving process. But we also, back to the story of Lazarus, when Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead, he asked the men, the apostles, to unwrap him and let him go free. And that's a message that we should think. When we lose someone, at some point we have to let them go free. They're from our loving arms to the loving arms of God, however you want to phrase that, whatever your beliefs are. But that continuing to think about and grieve over that is a process that if you look forward and look ahead, let that person go, in a sense, you will grieve, but the edges will soften, and you can begin life to look ahead by, you know, changing that tradition a bit, doing things a little bit differently, and moving forward.
I love the idea of moving, like if you've always had the holiday at your house, go to a different venue, go to a different place.
Have someone else do it. You know, oftentimes, we always joke, and you'll probably get this, you have a party at your house 1 year, well, you're stuck with it for the rest of your life. And it's usually grandma or one of the adult daughters in the family or mm-hmm. so it takes that over, and then they end up having it forever. No, let that move on. Let that move to someone else. Start a new tradition where we can remember the past, but we can look forward to the future.
Great words, great words. Hey, Tony, why don't I have you here? Let's talk about the books. Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life, and then the most recent one, Storyteller's Guide to Joyful Service.
Yeah, there are two. The first one is about family and friends and the holidays. A lot of these types of stories are in the holidays. Are in that first book. It made it to number 13 on the inspirational bestseller list. The second book is A Storyteller's Guide to Joyful Service. The subtitle is Turning Your Misery into Ministry. Oftentimes, the person with an autistic kid raises money for autism, or the guy giving a homeless man a pair of boots was once homeless, or the woman visiting a cancer patient at the hospital is a cancer survivor. They've turned their misery into ministry. That's what the second book is about. They're both available, where books are sold. You can go on Amazon.com. I think there's free shipping today on Amazon, even if you're not a Amazon Prime member. And just you can just go to just Google my name or put my name in Amazon, Tony, AGNESI, and the books will come up. My blog is called Finding God's Grace, and it's one of the top 100 Catholic blogs in the world. And there are just literally hundreds of stories and podcasts and a little feature I do called Daily Grace and so forth that you can get there. T-O-N-Y, Tony, AGNESI.com, and you're free to welcome to, read all those things and subscribe if you'd like to a weekly story.
Very positive. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
There you go. My good friend Tony Agnese with us. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
And again, the books are called Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life and A Storyteller's Guide to Joyful Service. And if you're paying attention, and I know you were, to what he had to say, I love what he had to say about grief is okay. It's not going to go away. It's always going to be there. It's okay to cry, but just handle it the right way and getting out, doing things. Don't close up and lock that door and turn out the lights. Try to do what you can. You know, the old thing is, I never want to see the pictures and that type of thing. You heard what Tony had to say. Pull out the photo album. Look at them. Talk about uncle and grandma and grandpa. It's really okay.